Jean Su is Energy Justice Director with the Center for Biological Diversity. She says that as the frequency and intensity of extreme heat and wildfire events keep increasing, states and local governments are having difficulty meeting the challenge. And that's where FEMA could step in with funding for projects to help keep people safe.
It includes cooling centers, air filtration and air purifying centers, really these kind of community resilience hubs.
Jean Su says FEMA dollars could also be used for modernizing and upgrading local infrastructure to make them more resilient to extreme heat and smoke.
We advocate for rooftop and community solar and storage, especially in low-income communities and worker communities who don't have the upfront capital to get that.
Su says solar capacity has already come in handy when the grid fails during extreme weather-related events.
What we've seen is that in places that have disasters like California, but also Puerto Rico in the southeast, families that had rooftop solar or community solar in storage were able to keep that electricity on despite the disasters. They weren't dependent on the brittle grid.
Under the Federal Stafford Act, FEMA steps in to assist states and local jurisdictions when they ask for federal assistance to deal with things like floods, earthquakes, and hurricanes. The coalition of more than 30 organizations is asking for the Stafford Act to also apply to extreme heat and wildfire smoke. Christine Bolaños is Communications Director at Workers Defense. She says people who work outside are on the front lines of exposure to extreme heat and wildfire smoke, and she says they tend to be from low-income communities of color. Bolaños says having FEMA as a backstop in states like Texas with weaker labor protection laws would make a big difference.
If there were a federal heat standard, we feel like there would be much more of a sense of urgency and standards of accountability for employers to follow.
The coalition includes groups like the AFL-CIO, the Arizona Public Health Association, and dozens of other labor and environmental groups. Some states and local governments also plan to add a letter of support to the petition in the coming weeks. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.